Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever wake up feeling like a deer in headlights? Like that little voice inside your head is whispering, what if you fail? Or what if things go wrong? That's fear talking, my friends. But listen, we all experience it. It's normal, it's human, but it doesn't have to run the show. Today on Stoic Morning Reset, we're tackling a big one. Overcoming fear and building courage. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs feel like they're coming at us faster than a runaway train, and fear can paralyze us before we even have a chance to react. But what if I told you that fear isn't our enemy? What if it could actually be our greatest ally? It sounds crazy, right? But hear me out. Fear is just an emotion, a signal that something might be challenging or unfamiliar. It's our body's way of saying, hey, pay attention. This could be important. Think of it like a fire alarm. You wouldn't ignore the alarm if you heard it going off, would you? No, because it's alerting you to potential danger. Fear works in a similar way. It's telling us that something might be out of our comfort zone, something we need to approach with caution and strategy. So, how do we turn fear into fuel? How do we use it to build courage and resilience? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Acknowledge your fears. The first step is admitting that you have them. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Talk about them, journal about them, share them with someone you trust. Naming your fears takes away their power. Think of it like shining a light on something hidden in the dark. Once you see it, it doesn't seem as scary anymore. 2. Reframe your perspective. Fear often distorts our perception. It makes things seem bigger and scarier than they really are. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this fear realistic? What evidence do I have to support these thoughts? Often, we find that our fears are based on assumptions, not facts. 3. Break down big goals. Ever felt overwhelmed by a huge task? That's where fear can really creep in. Instead of focusing on the entire mountain you need to climb, break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate those small victories along the way. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. 4. Step outside your comfort zone. This one can be tough, but it's essential for growth. Doing things that scare us, even a little bit, helps us build confidence and resilience. Try something new, take a risk, or speak up when you usually wouldn't. You might surprise yourself with what you're capable of. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone experiences setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from those experiences and keep moving forward. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's doing what needs to be done even when you're afraid. Let me tell you a story about this. A few years back, I decided to try stand-up comedy. I mean, who hasn't dreamt of being a comedian, right? The problem is, public speaking terrified me. But I had this nagging feeling that I needed to do it. So, I started taking classes, practicing in front of the mirror. Let's just say my cat was my first audience, and gradually building up to performing at the open mics. It was terrifying. My heart pounded like a drum solo every time I stepped on stage. But with each performance, I felt a little bit braver. A little bit more confident. And you know what? The joy of making people laugh, the connection I felt with the audience, it was worth every ounce of fear. Think about that. You've got these amazing talents, dreams, and goals inside of you. Fear might be holding you back from pursuing them, but courage can unlock your true potential. It's a muscle, and like any muscle, it gets stronger with practice. So, what will you do today to cultivate more courage in your life? Take that first step, no matter how small. Remember, the greatest adventures often start with facing our fears head on. Now go out there and conquer those mountains. I'll catch you on the flip side with another Stoic Morning Reset. Keep it real, keep it brave, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.